This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. More than 700 Cuban refugees have been released from American jails after years in legal limbo. They came to the U.S. during the Mariel boat lift in 1980 and subsequently got into trouble with the law. Although they'd served their sentences, they remained locked up because immigration officials refused to release them if they couldn't be sent back to Cuba. But last month, the Supreme Court ruled that those detainees can no longer be held indefinitely. As Susan Rosegen of member station WWNO in New Orleans reports, some of the refugees say they've been released with nowhere to go.
For Chico Fuentes, the road to freedom was a strange one. After 7 years in jail for a domestic violence conviction and 4 more years locked up because immigration officials wouldn't release him, Fuentes says he was suddenly let go a few days ago.
He's explaining that when they let him go, they didn't tell him anything. They just released him and threw them out in the street, and they didn't give him any money. They didn't give him any sign that they were going to be released. They just let him go, and he had no one here.
Fuentes says prison officials in Alabama put him and 3 other Mariel Cubans in a van, drove them to New Orleans 3 hours away, and dropped them off outside a Salvation Army shelter. The men had no friends or relatives in New Orleans. They only know a few words in English, and none of them had any money, not even the $7 it costs to spend the night at that shelter. Sue Weischer with Associated Catholic Charities says in essence the government was setting the men up to be sent back to jail.
Discharging to a homeless shelter is never the optimal way to restart one's life. To be released in a community they didn't know, it looked like it was pretty much a blueprint for failure.
But Manny Van Pelt, a spokesman for the Federal Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, disputes the detainee's version of what happened.
Each person met with a detention and removal officer and was advised what was happening, and I want to emphasize that each person is being taken care of that way.
Van Pelt also says it isn't the government's role to take care of the detainees once they're released.
Obviously, our detention officers cannot drive around all day with criminal aliens in their vehicles. If they do not have a plan or any idea of what they're going to do and they don't communicate that, you know, our obligation is to comply with the Supreme Court's decision and to release those individuals.
But another federal office is trying to help the Mariel Cubans survive life on the outside.
Fuentes?
A separate immigration agency, the Office of Citizenship and Immigration Services, is helping them get the paperwork they need to get jobs. Spanish-speaking immigration officials in New Orleans guided the men through the process of getting work permits in just 1 day, something that normally takes 3 months. Deportation supervisor Jerry Smith says that's what his office does for any refugee in need.
We need to get them their employment authorization card as soon as possible so they can get out and make a living.
A local homeless advocate, Rusty Worth, is happy that the men are getting some help, but he says they'll need a lot more to make it on their own.
It's really easy for us to say, well, you need to go do this and you need to go do that, you need to go do something else. But it would just been a nightmare for them to try and do this on their own. We have enough homeless people in our town as it is, yet alone to have the government bring more and say, here's some more homeless people.
After years locked up, the men are free now to do as they please. But they say one thing they were told when they were let go was that if they step out of line, immigration officials are waiting to send them right back to jail. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosegen in New Orleans.